Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Ikaw ba isang tipong tao na takot kang mag-fail? Para sa iyo, ano bang failure? Is it a stumbling block or a stepping stone to success? In this episode, let me tell you why failure is good.
Hi, I'm Chinky Tan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free. Teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinky Tan, your Pambansang Wealth Coach. Thank you very much again for tuning in. Thank you for supporting this podcast channel. Sa araw na ito, pag-uusapan po natin ay failure. Okay, sino na po sa inyo ang nag-fail sa buhay? Pakitaas ang mga kamay. Ako rin. Actually, if I look back talaga, my life is a product of failure. Number one, yun nga, confession time ulit. Never finished my formal degree. People look at me as a failure. I failed grade 6 numerous times. As a matter of fact, 4 times ako nag grade 6. And then during the time when I was failing, ang may stigma eh, na failure is often viewed negatively. Na talagang, oh, wala na mangyari sa buhay mo, di ba? Hindi katulad niyan, ang talitalino, ang gagaling nila, pero ikaw, failure ka. But people do not understand, failure is a vital role in terms of what? Achieving success. So, ito yung challenge ko sa inyo. Ikaw mismo nakikinig. Ikaw nag-fail na ba sa exams? Nag-fail, pinail mo na ba yung bosses mo? Pinail mo na ba yung mga kamag-anak mo, parents mo? Have you failed yourself? Have you failed in a relationship? Of course. Di ba kung di ka pa nag-fail, perfect ka. Pag perfect ka, dapat siguro ikaw na dapat ipako. Di ba? Pero ito lang sasabihin ko sa inyo. And I hope that you would listen intently. Instead of letting failure to hold you back, why don't you use this as an opportunity for you to learn, to grow, to evolve? Always remember, failure is not the end of the road, but it is just the bend on the road. Diba? Ang galing nun. Sino ba nag-quote nun? Di ko lang alam. Anonymous. Narinig ko lang yan dati. And then, ito lang. If you've noticed, most of the successful people or individual in history have experienced numerous failures before they succeed. Ito na lang, I don't know if you are familiar with the story of a contestant. No? And she tried, no? Ito yung mga trinay niya. Nag-try siya sa showbiz, hindi siya nag-succeed. Okay? And then nag-compete siya sa mga beauty pageant and three times she failed. Did not get the award or did not get the crown. Pero she persevered. And on her fourth attempt, it paid off. She represented our country to the Miss Universe pageant. And then the rest is history. In the 2015, and the most controversial, if you can still remember, na nagkamali ng announcement, at sino po ang nagwagi ng Miss Universe 2015 goes to Miss Philippines Pia Wurtzbach. Yes, di ba? Naalala niya yung bobo na yun. Grabe, no? 3 times she attempted. She failed right now. Alam mo nangyari. Laki ng inspiration, reminding us na perseverance and resilience can help us really achieve our objective and success in life. Kaya nga sasabihin ko po sa inyo ngayon, ha? Why failure is good? You know why? Simple. Because failure is the secret ingredient to success. Ingredient yan eh. Vitamin siya eh. Kaya nga huwag na kayo matakot na mag-fail. Alam mo, ang failure kasi is the best teacher in disguise. Learn from it. Embrace failure, di ba? Embrace failure and treat this as your greatest ally, not your greatest enemy. Alam mo, pagka nagbago kasi ang perspective mo, ayun nga, gusto mo na mag-fail? Oo.
pwede ba mag-fail na ako agad para matuto na ako, para makamove on na ako?
Yun. That's number one. That's the reason why failure is good. Number two, failure gives you feedback. Feedback. Diba? Kasi pag nag-fail ka, ibig sabihin, nagkamali ka. Pag nagkamali ka, ano kailangan mo gawin? Listen and learn. Adjust and adapt. Ulitin ko, listen and learn, adjust and adapt. Ganun po. Diba? Parang ano eh, ang kagandahan din kasi, pag nakikinig ka sa mga tao, mas bumibilis eh, napapadali eh. Just like for example, I created a TYL coaching group. And then upon talking to my mga students, some of them suggested, uy, sana pwede bang ganitong suggestion? Sana ganito. So ako, anong ginagawa ko? I try to listen and learn. I get their feedback. So and then next goal ko, ito improve. Para pagbalik ko, it will become better. Agree? Kaya nga eh, wag nating kontrahin ang failure. Ang failure, hindi ikaw. Ang failure lang yung ginawa mo. Actually, ang failure is a compass in pointing you towards the right direction. Believe it. Just trust the process. And the third important thing that you need to learn about failure, why failure is good? Because honestly, setbacks in life are really set up for comebacks. Diba? The bigger the setback, the bigger the comeback. Kaya nga, kailangan natin, we just got to become stronger. Do not let failure to define you. Do not let failure to be a stumbling block in your life. Gamitin natin ang failure to become a stepping stone in our life. Who would ever thought an undergraduate failed grade 6 four times, will write 17 books, will be a influencer sa social media, will have awards in numerous TV shows? Diba? Who would ever thought? Grabe talaga. Alam mo mga kapatid, hindi naman sa, because I'm Chinkitan, actually I was a nobody. Nobody. Prior to ano, sino ba ako? Wala. Diba? Pero yun nga eh. Tuwing nag-fail ako, hindi ako bumibigay, hindi umaayaw. Natututo ako. Tapos nag-i-improve ako. Nakikinig ako. Nag-a-adjust ako. Tapos nakikita ko talaga. Ano lang siya? Setbacks lang siya. They are not roadblocks. Kaya nga, I just keep on moving forward. Kaya I want to challenge you today as you listen to this podcast. Next time, pag ikaw naka-encounter ka ng failure, do not let it discourage you. Alam mo gawin mo? Embrace it. Learn from it. Keep moving forward. Failure kasi is the opposite of success. At malapit ka na maging successful. Paano ka magiging successful? If you keep on going, if you keep on doing it. Once you stop, you will never be successful. Bakit? Because you will not see the end. Diba? Hindi mo makikita yung ending eh, pag tumigil ka na ngayon. Kaya nga para sa mga taong nakikinig ngayon o nanonood ngayon, if you think that you want to stop already, you want to quit in your career, in your job, in your sales business, in your business in direct selling, diba? Or you probably your personal business. Give it one more try. Never give up. Never quit. Because winners never quit and quitters never win. Sana naman na-encourage ko kayo sa short session natin sa podcast episode ng Failure is Good. Kaya nga next time when you fail, remind yourself, failure is good. Failure is good. Failure is good because I can learn, I can adjust, I can adapt, it makes me stronger and better. If you like this episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always. Think positive. Bye.
Hi guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.